WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die!
He has a laser weapon!
No!
Tara, your power!
Something the power of...
we're going down!
Mr. Barrington, on the view screen! Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my God, there are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 shows. Those superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, yeah. Heard it all before.
Yeah, Jim. Set the camera up over there.
What is going on in my lab? Who are you people?
Rob Ross, producer.
How did you get in here?
I was given a secret code. And who are you?
Who am I? Why, I'm the greatest mastermind this world has ever known. Dr. Epicopolis? The genius of evil?
Yes, sorry. You on a reality series I might know?
Reality series?
If you're not on TV, you're no one, boss.
No one? Oh, the outrageous... 1102, where are you?
1102, yeah, that's who I'm here to see.
Is everything okay, monster? I mean, master.
No, it certainly is not okay, EB3. We have intruders.
Whoa, that's some toy you got there, man.
Who are you calling a toy? My laser eyes will obliterate you in a nanosecond.
Calm down, EB3.
EB3, that's cute. How many phrases can it say?
Prepare to meet your maker.
I said calm yourself, EB3.
Pretty solid. Is that chrome?
I am built from titanium. I will live forever. You are a walking bag of water with an expiration date.
Oh, sweet. Programmed it with some nice insults. Reminds me of the Zingbot.
Laser eyes speeding up.
EB3, no! Things are already confusing enough. Go on and tend to your chores.
As you wish, but I am keeping an eye on the human.
Yeah, I definitely gotta get me one of those.
Now then, you mentioned you were looking for 1102. Has he done something?
I just need a signature for the show.
What show?
No Chance at Love.
No chance at love?
The reality series about couples from different countries who've never met but are trying to find love?
But you just said it's called No Chance at Love.
Yeah, because it usually doesn't end well. That's what's fun about it.
And they call me a villain? You television producers are ruthless.
It's a gig.
Well, I'm afraid you and Mr. Cameraman over there will have to find another gig. 1102 and this elaborate warehouse in which you are standing are my personal property and off limits.
1102 is your personal property?
Of course! I created him.
You may have created creature, but you do not get to boss him around anymore.
Oh, lovely. And how did you get in here?
1102 give me secret code.
Apparently, he's passed it out to everyone like candy.
1102 is his own man, creature, now. And I am his future wife.
So you must be Miliana.
Yes. She is me. You must be television crew?
Rob Ross, producer. Nice to meet you.
Likewise, this is for certain.
Hey, while I've got you here, I need you to sign this form.
Form? That document is as thick as a telephone book.
What exactly is this you want me to sign?
Just a document giving us irrevocable rights to your life story in perpetuity, as well as a waiver preventing you from ever suing the production company for any reason, whether it's for just cause or not.
Oh, no problem.
Do you have an extra copy of that by chance? My own forms need a little updating.
There. Signature complete. Miliana Bizaidenot. Soon to be Mrs. Oh, I suddenly realize only this minute that I do not know my sweet creature's last name.
That's because I didn't give him one.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Doctor. You treat him less better than little bug on back of warthog.
Okay then, gonna finish setting up and we'll start rolling.
Rolling?
You got that right, puppy. Television crew is here to document 1102 and me. And our love.
Well, my dear little Yugalandian yo-yo, that is just not going to happen.
Of course it happened. I am strong and determined.
So am I.
I am used to getting what I want.
So am I.
I am woman.
So am... Okay, you've got me there.
Listen, Mr. Doctor of Supposed Genius. You are the one who talked 1102 out of marrying me. You are the one who makes suggestion we try getting to know each other before we exchange wedding vow.
Yes, I did make those suggestions, but I never intended for you to actually follow through with any of it. And I certainly did not suggest you document it all on camera.
True. You did not. That was my idea. That is why you are supposed a genius, and I am the real deal.
I have had enough of your babbling! 1102!
Shush! You will wake him. He's resting now.
Resting? Then I will go down to his cage and wake him up!
He is not in a cage.
He's not in his... Then where is he resting?
Upstairs, in big, luxurious room.
Which room?
The one with fireplace, thick carpet that feels so good on feet, gorgeous European furniture, and magnificent bed with satin sheets.
You mean my bedroom?
How should I know? This is not my house.
But you certainly act like it is, waltzing in here like the queen of the manor.
You make angry face because I stand up and protect my future husband. I tell him never allow anyone to put you in cage, especially that crazy doctor.
That is quite enough, Missy. Now, if you will excuse me, I have a slog I need to reprimand.
And cut. You two are gold. This is going to be a great show.
Oh, thank you. I just say what is on my mind, you know?
I'll deal with you and Mr. Producer upon my return.
Miliana, can we get you to shoot a confessional while we have a moment?
Oh? Like when the people talk to the camera? This is so thrilling. Oh, who is here? Will someone do makeup?
1102, oh my dark stars! He's asleep in my bed! 1102, wake up! I can't wake him. It's probably because he's never had such a decent sleep in his long, miserable life. Where's my buzzer? EB3?
What is it, monster? I mean master.
EB3, I need you to come into my room at once and...
What do you need?
How did you... Were you just standing outside the door spying on me?
I am always close by. I like to make sure I'm available when you need me. And yes, I was spying.
Remind me later that I need to adjust some of the obvious flaws in your circuitry.
I'll be sure to do that. Not.
Now then, I need you to wake 1102 up.
Why does he get to sleep in your bed? He is a slug. I am a robotic masterpiece, and I have never slept in your bed.
This is no time to go into a debate, EB3.
You are right. It's time to get into your bed. But first, I'll give 1102 a little shock to get him out.
Hey, what's the big idea, you lousy rust bucket?
1102, get off that floor! Your thick frame will scuff my expensive hardwood!
Sorry, Doc.
Satin sheets. Now this is the life.
Get out of there before I pull your plugs, you lousy.
Settle down, 1102. EB3, you get out of my bed at once!
No way, Jose. This is the life, baby.
Oh, my dark stars. What now? Hello? What? Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Get out of that bed, clanker.
Try and make me slug.
Oh, this is terrible. Terrible.
What's wrong, Doc?
Master Vile, the supervillain, he just informed me that all of Earth's superheroes are gathered together on a space station for a summit. And right now would be a perfect opportunity to use my epic freezer and frost them all!
You can finally achieve your dream.
Yeah, Doc. You can take down all the superheroes.
Yes, I could. But I am unprepared! One chance I have to freeze-dry those do-gooders, and yet I am thwarted by domestic challenges here. My lab overrun with camera crews and producers, my slog hopelessly lovesick, my robots ruining my satin sheets.
It sucks to be you.
Jay, I'm really sorry about sleeping in your bed, Doc. I didn't even know it was your bed. Miliana just wanted me to get some rest.
You need more than rest. You need to get alive.
Keep on talking and you'll be spitting gears, you glorified toaster.
Enough! I need to get some order around here. First things first, 1102, I want you to go downstairs this very moment and tell Miliana to pack her bags.
Aw, you're sending us on a honeymoon, Doc?
No, you mindless minion, you have to be married first to go on a honeymoon.
So wait, now you want us to get married?
What a pea brain. My superior intellect cannot handle it. I am going downstairs.
Am I missing something?
Yes, you are missing something, 1102. And it's probably all my fault. I took a few shortcuts when I was building your brain. Due to a few issues with my credit card at the time, I had to improvise here and there.
Huh?
Long story short, this little love saga is over. Fini! The end! Miliana needs to leave the USA and return to her own country of yoga, blah, 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 blah. Blah.
Gee, Doc, if you really want me to send her back and end it all...
That's exactly what I want you to do.
Guess I'll call me lawyer in the morning.
Lawyer?
Yeah, Miliana put me in touch with one.
Now, why on earth would that viper put you in touch with some legal eagle?
So he could draw up the contract.
Contract? Oh, my dark stars. She's more shrewd than I ever imagined. That twisted turncoat was going to have you sign a prenup, preventing you from receiving any of the riches you were promised once you two got hitched. I've done it again, 1102. I've rescued my poor, misbegotten slog from a life of...
Prenup? The lawyer was drawing up papers to give you half the kazingzing I'm getting when I marry Miliana.
What?
Yeah, It was her idea. She knows you're like a father to me. Would have been in the billions. But doesn't matter now.
Billions?
Who cares about the money? You're me family. And if you think Miliana's the wrong girl for me, then I gotta put an end to it.
But why?
Huh?
Why make such a rash decision?
But I thought you just said...
1102, if this is the lady of your dreams, who am I to stand in the way of love?
You really mean that, Doc?
1102, I've never been more serious in my life. Hand me the phone.
Sure thing. Who you calling?
A preacher, dear boy, to perform a ceremony tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
When billions are in the air. I mean love, of course. When love is in the air, why wait?
From Wonkybot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die!
He has a laser weapon!
No!
Tara, your power!
Summoning the power
We're going down! Mr. Barrington, on the view screen! Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have several people injured here. Oh my God! There are two people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, Miliana, camera's on you.
A medium shot or closer?
It's a close-up. You okay?
I am lost in... what is the word? My salt?
That's actually two words. Let me get some music going here. Sometimes that helps with the emotions. Works every time. So obviously something's wrong, Miliana. Why don't you tell us?
It is just, I get to thinking, you know? I left my country of Jorgen-dish-dish-dish-dish because my aunt Svetlana tell me about perfect dream man. Well, dream man turn out to be dream creature, but that is okay. I am really okay with that. But now, I am here, living in this country where future husband lives in a run-down warehouse with crazy doctor and ugly robot I do not understand, you know? So I start thinking, Miliana, girl, what are you doing? You should not be subjugated to this. No, no, no. You are a princess. A princess! And I say more to myself, I say, what will 1102 do once we are married? Will he come to live in your country? Or will he want to stay here in this squalor? And I wait to hear myself answer, but nothing comes. No voice comes out. So, more I think about it, more I don't know. I don't know if I can marry him.
What?
1102? Oh my God, I did not see you come in.
You don't want to marry me?
I am not sure, sweet creature. I am just not sure.
Jim, keep rolling. Follow her. What's happening down here? EB3, what are you doing hiding in the corner?
Watching the greatest melodrama I have ever seen. Break out the violins and butter up the popcorn.
1102, what is it?
It's Miliana. She doesn't want to marry me.
Doesn't want to... What? Well, don't just stand there, you clueless cluck. Go after her. You can't let that money, honey, slip away.
But...
Go! Now!
Miliana! Come back!
Oh, my... I feel faint. Can this day get any worse?
We're about to find out.
What? Who is... Oh, my dark stars. You?
Dr. Ezekiel Epicopoulos.
No. No, it's not possible. It can't be.
Why not, Doctor? Because you thought you'd gotten rid of me? Well, surprise! I'm still alive.
My old slug.
10:59.
WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Oh my God.
Surprise!
In the final moments of Terra Tremendous Season 4, the starship carrying Terra, Mr. Barrington, Seth, Chloe, Dr. Epic, Lucinda DuPont, Abigail, Micah Gregory, Princess Sarika, and other Power University students was attacked from within by the alien known as Para Hutessa.
We're all going to die!
He has a laser weapon!
No!
Tara, your power!
Summoning the power up!
We're going down! Mr. Barrington, on the view screen! Foundation Island!
Look, we're spiraling toward Power University!
Oh my God! Embrace the rim!
And when emergency crews arrived at the crash site,
this is Campus Medic 1. I'm inside the ship.
They made a shocking discovery.
We have 7 people injured here. Oh my God! There are 2 people who didn't make it.
You've been asking. And now we're delivering. The wait is almost over. Get ready to find out who survived the starship crash. Coming from series creator Stuart St. John and producers Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Blahuta. Terra Tremendous, Season 5. Listen on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.